Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Alan, Mike, and Mary this morning, along with psychologist Dr. Elaine Ducharme. Elena, thanks for joining us over
Thank
in West
you.
Hartford.
Double header this week.
Yeah, I was sorry that it was raining so much, and no. You know, but it was great being over there and being able to just chat for a few minutes. So you
mentioned it when you were over in West Hartford at Think Pink Radiothon, but emotional impact of cancer diagnosis.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know, I mean, we talk about all the medical treatment and all of that around cancer, but I think a huge part of cancer diagnosis, any cancer diagnosis, is the emotional piece.
Of course.
And so the minute somebody hears those words, you have cancer, mm-hmm. it really is actually a traumatic event. And if you think about it, you know, your life on a dime has just changed. Those words, you know, change everything, and the way you think is completely different at that point.
It's got to be similar to the stages that you go through for grief.
It is. And, well, I think, you know, different people have different reactions. So mm-hmm. some people are just in denial. How did it happen to me? I didn't deserve this. Or what have I done wrong? Some are angry. People are afraid. Anxiety, depression. All of these things are normal that we're going to see, you know, the sort of emotional roller coaster. Mm-hmm. But when they get to a certain level, and we'll talk in a little bit, it really is time to make sure you're getting some mental health support. Yeah. One of the most important things for everybody listening, though, to remember is if you have a friend or anybody diagnosed with this, don't say to them, oh, you're going to be fine. Mm. That is such a common response, but we don't know. I mean, the chances are things are going to probably be okay, especially with breast cancer today, because we do have so many better treatments. But
right.
it's really difficult, and I want to just caution people to be careful with that phrase.
Maybe a better thing to say is, I will be here with you.
Exactly. I'll walk this path with mm-hmm. you. I'll be there. Don't worry that you'll
You're
be alone.
Alone.
Exactly, because that's one of the big things. And also, one of the best things you can do is if you have cancer, if you have somebody that will come with you to the doctors to take notes, because truly, actually, when you hear those first words, cancer,
oh, yeah, you're
gone.
Preoccupied.
You are gone,
yeah.
And you're probably not going to hear anything that the doctor says. So, having a support person there, if you know, is really important. You know, some of the things people worry about is, am I dying? What's going to happen to my family? Is it going to come back? Mm-hmm. Can I have a family? Because chemo can push someone into early menopause
sure.
and cause, you know, really mess with hormones. Will I lose my job? The impact on her family. So these are really life-altering questions and changes that can occur. And certainly for the next, 6 months to a year, depending on what the treatment's going to be, maybe longer, we're now in a new normal. Because what, you know, everything is different. It's waiting for the doctor's call. You know, really up to the 5 years and even beyond, you're always feeling like you're kind of looking over your shoulder, waiting for the next blood work.
How am I going to pay for this?
Oh, yeah. That's a huge one. And the other piece is, how am I going to pay for this? And now you're telling me to go to therapy? How am I going to pay for therapy? So many of the hospitals have like a nurse liaison person, and they do offer different therapeutic kinds of programs. One of the things to remember is, if you've had any history of depression or mental illness before, a diagnosis like this could make it worse. So you really want to shore things up. And the American Psychological Association really points out and has the research to show that women that do use and take advantage of psychological services, they have a lower rate of recurrence and death, even years after the therapy has stopped. So they recommend a combination of individual therapy to help you, you know, manage your own things if you need meds, as well as group, because group therapies, all, you know, you're with other people that are going through the same things. That can be really helpful. Be as active as you can. You know, exercise. When you don't feel well, you're not going to go jumping on the treadmill, but ask your doctor what
can
level
I walk,
of activity.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Most of the time, we can at least get out for a walk. Eat well. Try and cut back on some of the sugars.
Mm-hmm.
That's sort of, you know, one of the things we all know, or it's probably not a good thing. Paying attention to your mood, because as I said, with previous histories of mental illness, about 1 in 4 people with cancer end up with clinical depression. ask questions. Don't just, if the doctor says something and you don't agree or you don't feel comfortable with that doctor, get a second opinion. I can't tell you the numbers of times I've had patients come in and say, this doctor made me so uncomfortable. And I'm like, well, you don't have to stay there. Or right. You could have asked that doctor why he's doing these things. And as I said earlier, have somebody with you as a support person. The other piece I do want to point out, I mean, you guys in your own lives have at some point been caretakers for someone. Mm-hmm. So when somebody has a diagnosis of cancer, we have to also make sure we're caring for the caretakers, because that's hard. It's really a hard job to be that supportive person, and you know, and every all the attention is going to them.
Sure.
And yet you're probably feeling ready to crash and your world's falling apart as well. So I appreciate this opportunity to remind people to pay attention, seek out therapy, check with your doctor. We can help find people on your insurance, and the hospitals often have their own programs, but really do take care of the mental health piece. It's just as important in many ways as the physical treatments for cancer.
Dr. Ducharme, if somebody would like to chat with you, how do they go about it?
DrElaineDucharme.com.